are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. It's your host, Jackie, and I am so excited to start this new weekly segment to talk about all things inspiration, things that are next to know about, and all of that good stuff with my brand itself, Next on Scene. I'm always showcasing guests, and now I'm going to give you a little summary of everything, you know, each week, what's going on with our brand. So this week, currently, I want to talk a lot about self-development. I come on every Monday on Motivation Monday on my Jackie Zook Facebook page, and I talk about things that are topical that I felt like I went through the prior week that I want to talk about to motivate the audience, people that follow me, people that are my friends, my family members. I've been doing this now for 2 years and I've had a lot of good traction. So I want to bring it to my podcast. So today is about self-development. I am coming on out of my comfort zone today to talk on my podcast about myself and how I've gotten to this point, what my next ventures are. Like, if you ever feel that you're a little nervous to do something for yourself, it's most likely the right thing to do. I was just talking about this earlier with my fiance and I was like, you know what? I've had this show for 4 years and I never come on and talk about all the things that I'm doing personally for the brand that, you know, it's so great that I have all these amazing guests and I have so many people to share inspiring stories about, but what am I doing day to day that you guys don't even know about if you don't follow me on social media or follow my website and all of that stuff? So today I'm going to talk about self-development and what's up with Jackie and Next on Scene. So Next on Scene is 2 years old this month. How exciting is that? We are officially a registered trademark, so we are so excited to share that news with all of you. As of, I think, 2 months ago, it was official. It was in December, so maybe 4 months ago. Oh my God, time flies. And yeah, so that's really exciting stuff. We just also had our annual fashion show, which sold out. It was absolutely amazing. We do it once a year, showcasing 5 up-and-coming designers in the New England area. And our goal is to also expand to New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami. Like, this is the big picture of our brand and our goals. So that is all good stuff. So yes, if you are listening, attended my show, saw it on my, you know, email newsletters, on Facebook, it was absolutely amazing. And I could not thank you all more enough for being a part of it, supporting it, all of that good stuff. So thank you for that. Our spring issue with Gretchen Rossi from Housewives of Orange County is officially live. It went live on the show last week, April 5th. So we are so excited to talk all about her latest ventures with her new vegan and nail polish line, all paraben free. Beautiful, beautiful products. So definitely check out Gretchen Christine's line. She also is all in our magazine, obviously. So go check us out digitally on Issue, ISSUU, Next on Scene. You can check us out. I think it's $2.50 to get it digitally, or you can obviously get us in print. We are $6.99. You can feel free to reach out to me through Facebook, Instagram, Next on Scene, Jackie Zook. Any of those places are great. We have limited print available. So definitely, if you are interested, reach out to me there. So those are all really cool things. We also, in our magazine, showcased the amazing designers that showcased in our fashion show because we gave it live in print that day. So you guys had heard prior on my shows, we had Bo Stewart Baxter, Charisse Denise Styles, Chic Boutique Dolls, Lullaby. We had Sam Robbins open up our show. He was an up-and-coming Berklee College student in Boston, which was so fun and really inspiring to see young talent going out there and killing it. I mean, that's just so inspiring. So they were all what's next to know about. I also can't forget Juicy Athletics, who was a brand new t-shirt line that came in, never done any type of publicity or show, and totally rocked it at our show. So they'll be in our summer issue as well, along with Tesoro Boston. They are so amazing. We don't know what we do without them, continuing to support our brand. We love, love, love your diamonds, and I'm so excited to get my wedding band from them as well. I also want to give out a shout out to Jacqueline's Gems, who also sponsored our show and did some amazing decorations. on all the designers in terms of accessories. So thank you so much for that too. And also shout out to Jamie Chalaki for doing some incredible on-site interviews. Ojolie Catering, you gave some amazing, amazing, delicious bites. So thank you for that during cocktail hour as well. And Ashley Hayward, the video is incredible. Oh my God, I only love the teaser. I can't even imagine what the video coverage is going to be like. So you as a listener can see all of this live if you get social with us on social media. So please give us a follow. You can see all of our up-to-date content constantly. I mean, I upload a couple times a day just on Facebook alone. So definitely go give me a follow at Jackie Zook or Next on Scene. Now back to the magazine. I also did a whole review on the Majestic Mirage in Punta Cana. I went there for the first time for my really good friend David Tash's wedding, who was also on our show. Tash, if you're listening, your wedding was amazing and it was beautiful. And I had such a great time reviewing the hotel. So if you are interested in ever going to Dominican Republic, read about the article in the magazine. You have your own private butler. It is like absolutely amazing. So yes, it's definitely something to check out. So go check us out on Issue or follow us on social media, Jackie Zook, Z-U-K, Next on Scene, and you can access any of our, you know, magazines, all of that good content there. So self-development, let's, you know, hurdle back to where I started. I don't know if hurdle is even the right word, but we're going to use that for right now. So I am coming on today out of my comfort zone to totally tell you what's going on with our brand. So we started this iFund Women campaign. It's a new thing they're offering in Boston for women-owned businesses where it's basically a crowdfunding campaign where they help you take your brand to the next level through your, you know, organic audience, your people who support you, your family, your friends, all of that good stuff. So we're 3 weeks in and we are $340 to goal, which is amazing. So I'm starting this campaign for Next on Scene to help take our audio podcast with over 300,000 listeners to take it to video so you guys can see me on site interviewing these incredible people to know about at events at all that good stuff, because I'm doing it anyway, and I'm missing this live opportunity to cover it. So the funding is going to help me cover it and also help build the magazines on a nicer laptop. And because believe it or not, the old technologies of laptops have really bad retina display, which is the one I'm currently using right now to record this episode, which is not so great for your eyes. So with a laptop that's over 10 years old, I think it's time to upgrade. So that is the goal for that. So if you are listening and you're a fan, and I so appreciate you guys continuing to support, and if you have supported, thank you so much. Like, amazing. I can't thank you enough for that. You can find me on iFundWomen at Next on Scene, and the campaign's over in a week. So I'm hoping to be funded before the end of this week. So definitely stay tuned for that. So another really exciting thing. I'm going to the Emmys with one of my clients who I can't share with you yet, but if you follow us on social media, we will be live next week at the opening party with the Emmys with some fabulous people I work with, and it's going to be a great time. So be sure to follow me on social media and you'll get some live updates from LA. And I definitely want to check out Sir because I'm such a Vanderpump Rules fan. That is my guilty pleasure. I love Bravo shows, Housewives. As you can tell, Gretchen was on my cover. I love New York Housewives. I mean, Bethany Frankel, I just feel like it's so amazing that she created this brand from nothing. You know, like, I feel like in some ways, I really admire that because I watched YouTube videos to create my whole podcast system in my guest room closet. So I really admire things that you think come from nowhere. You can build something incredible. So yes, you can absolutely put your mind to anything that you want to do in this life. Absolutely. And that's all about self-development, which hurdles back to the beginning of this conversation. So how do we take the self-development point of focus that we're at and discuss like where we're going and how to continue to pursue that even when you feel like you're, you know, you feel nervous, you feel blocked, like don't, it's totally normal. I'm still feeling that because I'm like, what else do they want to hear about? Like, I'm just literally, this is my first time talking. So if you did enjoy this episode, please send me a message, social media shout out, something so I know that I'm on the right path because this is totally out of my comfort zone. So I think the only way to really see positive results in this life is to really step out of your comfort zone and put some time and dedication into your own self-development. Even if it's on a personal level, if it means going for some walks, you know, a day by yourself, going outside for some fresh air and dedicating that 5 minutes to meditate, to be present. I mean, I feel like that's so important and not enough people do that. And that's so healthy for us as individuals, as humans, as animals, whatever that is. Like, you need to do it for yourself. So that was my motivational spiel this week, as this podcast will be live tonight. It is Sunday evening in Boston, but for everybody else, once I promote it live on social media tomorrow, you'll hear it as like a Motivation Monday spiel. So yes, we are back to the iFund Women campaign. I am literally so close to goal. So $5, $20, anything, even a share, is so appreciated, because we are literally going to take this thing and jump off and be huge. Like, we can literally hit 1 million followers. So let's do it. And you guys are all part of the dream team, and I so appreciate you every step of the way with me. So thank you. So I do want to talk about some things going on for next week, and then I will circle back with you on Monday before I go to the Emmys next week. So I have Almost Owen, who is an up-and-coming rock star singer, on Tuesday on my podcast. And on Friday, we have parent strategist Amanda Hull coming back to talk about parenting tips and tricks of the month. So definitely stay tuned for that. And I want to give a special shout out to Amanda, because she totally inspired me. You know, her and I talk all the time because, yes, we work together, but we're also great friends. And I'm so thankful for her. She inspired me to come on tonight and do this segment solo. So I wanted to thank you so much for that. You gave me that little last minute push that I needed today to do this. And of course, we have an upcoming event, the 23rd. We are hosting Under the Next On Scene Hub, hosted by Amanda. We're going to be doing yoga and meditation. For all you parents out there who need a break and want to network and talk about relatable topical things with the parent strategist Amanda, this is for you. We're also going to have some light refreshments, so definitely join us. I also want to give a personal shout out to Ray Finn, who is a crystal energy healer and owner of Hogwash and Rhinestones, which is a boutique that she like sells her amazing clothes off a really cool truck, and she takes old vintage clothes and makes them new. So we're going to be doing an event with her too coming up this summer, probably later in the summer. So definitely stay tuned for that as well. So the 23rd, come join us for some yoga, meditation, networking, workout, and great refreshment. So we have that event Monday before Monday. This Wednesday, we have an awesome style pop-up event we are running for H. Grant Style, which is Helena Grant. She is an awesome stylist in the Boston area, and she's hosting an event we're putting together for her where beautiful women come in and feel beautiful. So we're going to do things from headshots to shopping to she's going to help you style your whole outfit, get your makeup done, all that cool stuff. So we're doing that Wednesday. Thursday, we are helping Elite Workshop, which is run by Andrea DeLuccia, who is an awesome rock star too, woman entrepreneur in the Boston area. So she's bringing on a bunch of creative entrepreneurs and showcasing them in the spotlight and teaching each other, you know, different tips and tricks, networking. And of course, she is an event planner, wedding planner background herself. So she's going to be creating this beautiful event that I'm so excited to be a part of with her. So I have those two events before Amanda's event Monday. So there's a lot of cool stuff going on the next few days on top of the Emmys next week. So exciting. It is a really, really exciting time to be in the Next On Scene brand, part of our strategies and all that good stuff. When we come back from the Emmys, we have Steph Palermo, who is a radio host in Atlanta on iHeartRadio, coming on the show talking about her latest ventures. We have the founder of Dune Jewelry coming on. So there'll be a lot of cool stuff and content coming on that over the next few weeks. And I mean, even into May, we have 3 or 4 events too, but I'm going to be coming on once a week, so I'll be repetitive. So I'll save you the time now and just give you a little bit of a synopsis. So if you do want to attend our events, go to eventbrite.com, type in Next On Scene, and you will find our roster of all our upcoming events we are part of the next few weeks. So all good things. Thank you so much for tuning in. And that is what's next with Next On Scene. I personally hope you enjoyed my first segment of the weekly update. And until Tuesday with Almost Owen, stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.